Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back, y'all. I first want to thank, I know I probably do this every episode, but I don't think y'all understand. I'm so grateful. So I was looking at our stats, Mark, and we got a listener from Africa, from Ghana specifically. So whoever you are, reveal yourself. And maybe we can be friends and I can come to Ghana. I'm dead serious.
All paid expense.
I'm like, nah, because when I want to leave, I want to leave. You're not finna think I'm indebted to you because you paid for my flight. So, not happening. Also, y'all, to piggyback on a topic that we discussed last week, good news, Marsha Jones, the woman who was shot in the stomach, all the charges against her have been dropped. So last week a black woman in Alabama was charged with manslaughter because she initiated a fight with somebody she was into it with, and the lady ended up shooting her in the stomach and killing her baby. Alabama then went around and charged her with manslaughter, the pregnant woman, because they said that if she hadn't initiated the fight and put herself in that situation, the baby would still be alive. So last week I was saying that was just, I just did not feel that they needed to charge her with manslaughter. Like, she's already lost a baby. She's been hospitalized for a gunshot wound. Like, I think she learned her lesson. It was no need to.
I mean, the way I saw it, I wouldn't, you know, she put herself in that situation, whatever would have happened, it would have happened.
Well, obviously, the state agreed with me. That was cruel and unusual punishment, and I'm just happy that they dropped those charges. But, baby girl.
Just make sure, you know, you don't be going out there trying to fight people. You know that you're pregnant first.
I think she learned her lesson. And sit your ass
down, because there was no reason for you to be trying to fight somebody when you're pregnant. Like, that's some ghetto-ass shit, though. Like, let's be honest. Like, that's just some real ghetto-ass hood rat shit. Because there should be no reason why you are about to run up on somebody and you're pregnant.
Right. Over a man.
Over a nigga, too?
Over a baby daddy. Hey, ladies, we not fighting over men at all. Soon as you find out it's somebody else, man, be gone. Like, because I promise you, if you pass away, anything happened to you, he is going to be in that next person pussy the next day. You're not going to think twice about
right.
it. So fuck these niggas. I swear to God, y'all. So like, what was that? Maybe like 10 years ago or whatever, me and my baby daddy, we was going through our shit. We about to break up. But we were still like in those stages of you know, just trying to figure out if we really want to end it or not. So it was kind of iffy. You know what I mean? It's like, we together, but we not really together, but we not going to say that we not together. Y'all know that stage. Anyway, so I guess he was doing him. And
you was doing you?
Man, your fucking business. No, I was a faithful woman. Duh.
Whatever.
But, anyway, so the girl ended up calling me one day because he was going back and forth from Chicago to Florida. And she ended up calling me one day and she was like, oh, I see that y'all talk all the time on the phone and like, I'm coming to you woman to woman. excuse me. I'm like, first of all, you can't be coming to me as a woman because this my nigga. Like, what? And she like, he in the car with me right now. Like, Brandon, get on the phone. I'm like, oh, so this is your nigga. You right. in the car with him right now. You got him. Oh, shit. Okay. I said, well, Brandon,
don't come home.
Don't come home and y'all can have that shit. I'm not finna argue with no woman over you. Like, right. I wish y'all nothing but the best. And yeah, you and I are definitely over. Because number one, you know goddamn well that we were still low-key together.
Right.
Because you ain't tell me that you had anything going on up there. That's number one. And number two, girl, don't call me asking me about shit because you could have him. I'm not finna be sharing notes and arguing about somebody that, man, right. get the fuck up out of here. So that's all I'm saying, y'all. Don't be arguing over these men because they gonna do them. And I'm just one of those people, you already know.
Right, how you are.
I just don't feel like...
Because you a nigga.
I'm not a nigga, but I don't feel like too much stuff is worth fighting for unless it's... Man, you fight for yourself and your future, but like another person, nah.
Well, fuck these niggas then.
Fuck these niggas. They are very much replaceable. But,
But yeah, so about the girl.
So about the girl, she get off.
I mean,
I feel like you got an attitude about that.
I mean, my God, really? No, I don't have an attitude.
Y'all, he just rolled his eyes hard.
No, I don't have a issue with it, like, at all. Like, she didn't get charged, she didn't get charged, but I just hope she learned her lesson.
Of course she did. She lost the baby.
And I feel like every pregnant ghetto hood rat should pay attention to this shit and know, like, it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, your life will be in danger. The baby's life will be in danger. So, boom.
Mm-hmm. On to pop culture. Chris Brown came out with a new album, which is very good.
It's amazing. I enjoyed every song.
I have like two or three songs on repeat, and I feel kind of guilty about it.
Why?
Because, you know, he's in the news again about a lyric that he had in one of the songs. Actually, it's a song called Need a Stack. Let me play the lyric for y'all, and y'all can judge for yourself on if you think it was him being ignorant towards black women or offensive. You heard that?
I mean...
First of all, I like that song. It got Joyner Lucas on it and Lil Wayne. It's kind of like a strip club anthem. So they describe the kind of women they like in a song, right? And he says, I only like black bitches with nice hair.
But, okay, so I think the reason...
So that's what got the internet going crazy.
So I think the reason why it's being taken out of context is because of the fact that Chris Brown is previously known to only date light-skinned women.
Or mixed women.
Mixed women.
Specifically Blasian.
Right.
Black and Asian.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he got his thing. So, I feel like, so when he's referring to that in his song, maybe everybody is interpreting it as, you know, the light-skinned bitches. So now, but Tokyo decided that she was going to step in and, you know.
Who is Tokyo?
So Tokyo is a cast member on Love & Hip Hop, and she's from New Orleans or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did was she went on Instagram and said that, you know, Chris Brown told his security guards no darkies are allowed in the VIP section.
Okay, so it turned into a conversation from being about hair and how, like,
to skin color, right.
But it all goes hand in hand because usually when somebody be like, oh, this light-skinned girl, they automatically think nice hair, or mixed girl, they think nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, to me, all hair is nice. As long as it's thick and healthy, it's nice hair. But to ignorant people and to the black community, we've always used nice hair as somebody with like the loose curl texture or more like fine hair. You know what I mean? So with that being said, soon as you hear somebody say nice hair or good hair, you automatically think of
So I guess,
a light-skinned person. Right.
So I get where, you know, the heat and the where that may come from. So do you think that's how he really feels? Like, what do you think?
I don't think he like dark-skinned women, and that's not a problem. Everybody have a preference, right?
Right, but when you go as far as to say darkies
and
shit...
But if he specifically said, like, don't allow dark-skinned women in my section, that's pretty disgusting.
I think that's actually hateful.
That's gross. Because how can you look at somebody and, like, really for real judge them off their skin complexion. So fuck the fact that they may have ugly teeth or ugly eyeballs or ugly nose. Like, just trash ass features, horrible skin. You just looking at the color? You know what I mean? That's so stupid and just dumb. It, like, it don't make sense. Like, you're not a smart person.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, they do say he do drugs. So maybe he was just, like, has something and it subconsciously came out.
In the song, though?
I'm really trying. Because I really want to keep listening to his music.
I mean, there's no problem of listening to somebody's music.
No, I don't want to support somebody and give them money. You're not supporting. Knowing that they hate
what are you supporting?
People that look like me.
You're on free shit.
No, I pay my membership for Apple Music.
You know what I mean. But I guess.
And he makes money off the stream. So if I'm like I said, a few of them songs, they've been in constant rotation since the album came out. That's more streaming money for him. But, and I don't want to support anybody who hate women that look like me.
I mean, I feel you. I get it.
But, so then he basically doubled down on it. Like, oh, y'all taking it overboard. Like, it's only the uglies.
Ooh.
They got something to say. All my beautiful black women ain't saying nothing. It's only the uglies. And then his stupid ass mama got on there and was like, I can't believe that this is even a topic of conversation. I'm like, see, trash ass mamas. I keep telling y'all about this shit. Remember I was talking about Bow Wow? These mothers, they raise these trash ass sons.
No. Oh,
wow. Okay, Chris made good music, okay? Mm-hmm. We're not going to take that away from him. But let's not forget that nigga crazy. He always in the news for some OC shit. He beat up Rihanna at one point in time. We forgive
but Rihanna
him for that.
Said that she put her hands on
okay,
him, too.
Okay, but whatever.
I'm just saying.
That was 2 years ago, so we're not going
to
talk about
nigga,
that.
Nigga, you brought that shit up, though. The fuck?
No, I'm just trying to show you that, like, he seems to be, like, a trash-ass person. I mean,
he has issues.
He got issues. But I see why. These mamas, they steady taking up for their sons. Because it would have been real simple and easy for him to get over this topic by saying something to the extent of, I didn't mean it like that. And if any of my black queens felt that I did not. I respect all y'all and I love all y'all. And this shit would have been dead.
I mean, it was probably his ego. Because a lot of people was coming at him.
But no, here go his dumbass mama basically making him feel like
he's validating
what he's saying. Not holding him accountable, which is the reason he keep doing dumb shit, because nobody is in his corner leading him and telling him the right way to go about things.
Ethan, true. Okay, I get
son, don't try it. Whenever you listen to this episode, if ever, you already know how I am. I ain't playing with my son. Right is right, wrong is wrong. You turn 20, I'm still smacking you. Don't play with me. And don't play with black women, period. Don't play with women, shit. Right. But especially black women, you're going to get double the slap for that one. But so we still support him or what?
I mean, I like the music, so that's where I'm going with it. I fuck with the music. But again, I understand everything that's going on. I understand what everybody's feeling, so I get it.
Okay, and just to emphasize, y'all, he said he didn't mean it like that. But y'all could take it how y'all want. I don't think the lyric meant it like that. Even though I know that he not into dark-skinned women, but the lyric itself was like, I only like black bitches with nice hair.
The reason why I feel like it's being misinterpreted is because of the fact that
his history with dating only light-skinned
bitches. So that's all it is.
Okay.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Cool, bang. I wanted to talk to you about like mental health a little bit. I ain't gonna get dive too deep into it because I don't want to trigger nobody. But like, I talked about this briefly on the last episode. It's like ever since I turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just be feeling shit that I've never felt before in my life.
Like what?
Like, just getting depressed, like, to my stomach where, like, I'm just sad. Like, it's not a sadness. It's, like, literally a depression. I don't want to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my stomach is hurting just from me being sick. Like, mentally sick. Like, just not there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
I mean, well, you already know how I get. Anything could get me depressed. Anything could get me sad, so I'll be in bed. So do you think that's like a mental issue for me?
Yeah, we all need therapy.
Well, of course, I've been to therapy, but do you think like that's like some type of issue?
Yes, you have to learn coping skills.
True, okay.
So since this recently started happening to me, I'm learning different coping skills on what to do when I start feeling like this.
Right.
So
what you been doing?
Okay, so your first, like, all you want to do is stay in the house and stay in bed, right? You don't really want to do nothing. Like, you just not up for it. Right. And I literally have to force myself out the house. And so I go work out. Mm-hmm. It could be like 9, 10, 11.
In the morning?
At p.m.
Okay.
So as long as I get up and start moving, I just have to build myself up to get up and start moving.
So you like, really have to...
You literally have to get in motion. Mm-hmm. Well, for me. Because the longer I stay in bed, the sadder I get. Right?
Honestly, today when I got up out of bed, I actually did feel better. Like, I felt much better when I went to the barbershop, went to see my grandma. I was out the house.
Yeah.
Listening to music, feeling like just vibing. And that shit made me feel way better than
sitting in the house, yeah. Right? But it's hard to get up out the bed. Right.
It is hard
to get up. So that's what, like, so last week when I was feeling that way, I got up to go work out. And, like, I damn near instantly felt 100% better. And then today, I just got up and started doing stuff around the house that I've been neglecting. So I got up and, like, literally, like, rearranged my room, started cleaning, right. Folding clothes, doing all that stuff. And slowly but surely, I started feeling better. So I just want to tell everybody to be going through those little episodes to...
Be productive.
Get in motion. Like, force yourself to do stuff, because sitting there, laying
dwelling
up,
on it, chilling, that's not going to help.
It's not at all. You have to force yourself to get in motion. And then if that don't work, start seeing if you can
go to therapy
or counseling. Right. And yeah. So I just can't believe it, because you know my personality, and just historically with how I am, like, I don't have.
So you think this is because of age? You're getting older.
I think it's age. I think it's, and then also just me. Like, I used to like brush a lot of shit off.
Mm-hmm. And now, but you're actually now, dealing with them now.
Now I'm like, you know what? Think about it.
Like I said, because you be like a nigga. I be trying to tell you.
I be trying to keep it moving. That's it. But now it's like with age, I'm forced to just like deal with stuff, and it becomes heavy.
Mm. Well, all right then with that.
Okay. Also, y'all, a lot of people keep asking me like, oh, you on Tinder? Well, yeah, I'm not on Tinder anymore. I was, like, too nervous and anxious about it. It just didn't work out for me. I couldn't get into it. The few people I did talk with, it was, like, just some weird-ass shit that I was not fucking with. So, I want to meet people in person. That's what I would like to do. And, like I said, if I get on Tinder, it'll just be something to pass time. Like, oh, let me just swipe right. Like, that's an attractive person. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we match. But I don't actually want to meet up with nobody or talk to nobody off Tinder.
Whatever happened to that nigga? Did he live in Atlanta? Or he was going to Atlanta? He was going to a trip.
And what happened?
I don't know.
On Tinder?
You met him off Tinder. And then
we never met
y'all
in person.
Y'all never met. And then it was...
Oh, so we connected on Instagram. Oh, yeah, and I'm, like, looking at his Instagram like story. It? No, he was... He
was lame?
Nah, he had it together.
Ooh?
Yeah, good-looking man. Seems like he got a good online business going on, and he got a regular job. Like, we basically come from the same religious background. I'll let y'all know what that is once you get to know me a little more. But... I'm a Christian now, but I did not grow up a Christian. So, with that being said, I was like, oh, cool. And then, like, a week or two later, I'm looking at his story, and he's wishing some dude, some body trainer, a happy birthday. He was fine.
The body trainer?
Yes. And so then he was like, shout out to my bro, so-and-so, happy birthday. The only nigga that I let follow my girl.
Oh, so he got a girl.
Yes. I was like, you niggas are disgusting.
Wait, wait, wait. But how long, what was the time frame between the time that y'all was communicating on Tinder and that post?
Like a week or two later. He posted that like a week or two later.
Well, maybe he was still weighing his option, and then somebody he was previously talking to he decided to go serious with.
No, whatever he got going on is deep and serious. Because then, like 2 days after that, he said he was at a wedding or something, and he was like, oh, when I get married next year, we gonna only have this amount of people or something to that extent. So, like, this man is in a real-life relationship, which is kind of annoying because...
Are you sure?
Positive, G. What the hell?
I don't know.
What?
What if he literally just, like, somebody he was talking to and wasn't getting serious with? You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
he's talking marriage and girlfriends on Instagram. Get out of here. Right? So then I'm like, that was annoying, right? Because when he hit me up on Tinder, just the general, you look good, all that shit, right? Then I'm like, what you looking for on Tinder? He was like, LOL, that's a strange question or something like that. Like, he said something to the extent of what everybody else look for. I was like, I don't know what everybody else look for because I'm not on Tinder like that. But from what I've heard, you could be on here looking for a fuck. You could be on here actually looking to date somebody. You could be on here looking for a friend. So, like, tell me what you looking for, right?
Right. So what he said?
And he was like, oh, I'm new in town. I'm just, like, looking for a friend or whatever. And that's it. And so I was like, okay, cool. We went from there and was just talking. And then, yeah, never went nowhere because once I seen that shit, fuck you.
Right.
Like, I don't even know why niggas can't keep it real these days. But whatever. I digress. All I'm doing is telling y'all that.
What you trying to tell these niggas?
I'm trying to tell them that I'm not on Tinder.
Well, damn. You really trying to emphasize that shit? We get it. You're not on Tinder. We got it.
Hey, fuck you. Shit. But speaking of, I was thinking about today, like, okay, y'all remember the episode where Mark was saying about this dude and the dude was singing to him in a car and all that shit, right? So Mark was pretty much playing hard to get.
Oh,
right?
I was not playing hard to get.
Okay. I know you, they don't really know, but Mark is the kind of person that if somebody wants him, he not about them. He don't want them, right? But if somebody don't want him, then he is going to do everything in his power to get them to want him, right?
But I don't think in this particular situation, I was playing hard to get. In this particular situation, I was learning from my past situation to, you know, to make sure I'm making the right decision. So what's the problem with that?
Well, y'all, it seemed like he took too long. We'll tell y'all next episode if it went into anything. But he too embarrassed, so we're not going to go into that. But I just want to ask you in general, like, what do you think your dating pattern is? And do you think it's working? Or do you think that maybe you should, like, try something new?
My dating pattern right now is pretty... I mean, it's just... To me, texting and getting to know somebody, and then, because I'm not trying to quit to be rushing none of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Let me communicate with you first, and then after that, if you want to go hang out, I don't mind, you know, going, hanging out, kicking it, and whatever. And, you know, if I pay for my own shit, that I'm feeling it, it's not a date. We just hanging out. You know what I'm saying? So, if that's the case, that's just what it is. So... And I just began to know these niggas.
So your pattern is getting to know men?
Yep, and that's all it is. I feel like at this point, I feel like before, I used to just jump into these shits. But now it's just like, okay, let's really, really get to know, like, you know, let's really get to know each other before, you know, some other shit just pops off. And then I ain't trying to fuck on these niggas so quick. You know, just calm down. Just gradually get to that point. And to me, build a solid friendship first. You know, because I feel like that's what is going to be the foundation
of
the
relationship. Do you think you could build a solid friendship if you fuck first?
I don't know. I mean, you can't. It all depends on the person. Because once you cross that line, once you go into that fucking shit, it goes on a whole nother level. So, you know, I just prolong that as long as I can. Until I do that shit. What about you, though? What's your dating pattern? Or do you even have one?
Man. Okay. My pattern is, like, I get infatuated. Like, I fall super hard. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily for the person.
For materialistic things?
Not even for materialistic thing. Don't say that shit, because you know I'm not like that.
Right. I would
very nice things.
We just gotta, the people need to know who you are. So okay. Me saying that and you, you know what I'm saying? And you be like, hey, that's not how I am. That's cool. Now they know that's not how you are. So keep it pushing. Shit. What's up?
Hey, you giving me a lot of attitude.
I'm just saying, though.
Been like this for like a week now. Calm down with me. You're so hype with me. I feel attacked. I like people to be gentle with me.
Whatever. Okay? Because you've been attacking me all week, too,
though. I was PMSing. I have an excuse.
You know, let me tell you something about that bullshit. You know, because that shit irritating.
But, yeah, I fall like hard for mm-hmm. the idea of what I think this could be. Not necessarily for the person, right? So I could be like, okay, you look good, you got this, you got that. We seem like we have common interests. Ideally, this shit should work, right? So I'd be infatuated. Don't let me see what that shit might look like. That package.
What was that?
Right? So I'd be like, I get excited. Like, right. Wow, this should work, right? Then, keep kicking it with them. The more and more they talk, I just be looking at different stuff. Nope, that ain't gonna work. And slowly but surely, I fall out just as fast. But they can give you the life you want. I don't care.
Right.
No, I don't like this and that. That's not going to work. So that's my pattern. I like somebody hard as hell on Monday, and by Friday, I don't like them at all.
And so has that been working out for you?
It keep the bad seeds away from me.
So where's the good seeds?
The good seeds, they become friends. Because they be good people.
So
they do. They be good people. They just don't be nobody I'm going to be with. Right. So it's just like, okay, we're friends.
Okay.
Right? So,
yeah, I mean, I'm not trying, like, I mean, I do put them in the category as, but you know, but I try to be a little bit vulnerable to those, but I haven't been.
But I be trying to get them a chance. Like, I can know probably within, like, the first real, real conversation if this shit gonna work. Like, I kind of know because I already...
So, all of these niggas that you've been talking to from since a couple of years ago, whatever. So, none of them, you never got that conversation to know that they're the one.
Won't they be with me? Won't I be with them?
Right. Okay. Touche.
No. Because, like I said, I be listening to people talk. They probably don't think I'm paying attention. I just think about what they want out of life, how they see the world. And the more they talk, I'm like, yep, we can't.
Right.
We can't. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, they get either friend-zoned, slowly but surely, don't talk to them ever again, or, yeah, on to the next one. And I'm not really pressed. It's like 1 minute, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want a man. But then the next minute, I'm like, damn, I'm in school. I be working. Like, I really don't have time to be emotionally connected or attached to nobody. because I really don't have time for it.
But I mean, I'm sure you'll be able to accommodate it into your, like.
No, not while I'm in school.
You will be able to.
I'll be tired. I just know. Trust me. The idea of it, like I said, I feel like, oh yeah, I could do this, but no, I really can't.
Okay, so you would just prefer to be single.
For right now, I just want somebody to kick it with, you know.
All right. I mean, that's cool.
That's it. But yeah. I don't need nobody, like, where you at, what you doing, why you ain't answer my calls. I'm not feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nicki Minaj. That was a dumb-ass transition right there.
I am so tired of that bitch, though, for real.
First of all.
I'm tired.
We're not going to talk about her like that. She's pregnant.
No, she's not.
It's unconfirmed, but I believe she's pregnant. Right.
But anyways, I am tired of, what's wrong with her? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody said anything this time around. So what happened was, on Friday, Nicki Minaj decided that she was going to go on a rant and that she wanted to.
Well, she didn't just decide that she was going to go on a rant. So, what happened was, she was like, it was the 12th anniversary of one of her albums or something like that. And so she was just basically praising herself because she's saying, don't nobody else praise me.
But who cares, though? Like, why do you need somebody else to validate you? Why do you need that, I need somebody to pay me homage and whatever. Like, who gives a fuck?
The same reason Aisha Curry wanted other niggas to tell her she looked good and she got a whole husband. Motherfuckers like outside validation.
No, but... I mean, the outside validation is your sales, is the fact that you are the top, the top selling female rapper of all times. Like,
she at the end of the day. She got her ass kissed. Is that a problem?
Bitch, yes. The fuck? Who the fuck are you? Like, who gives a fuck? So you want all these new artists to be like, oh, Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? She inspired me, this and that, whatever. Not all these rappers, and like, you inspired all these rappers. You know what I'm saying? I would completely understand if she actually did some shit for these bitches. Like, okay, she paid for some studio time, or she sent them a record. Like, hey, get on this shit because it's really good, or whatever. If she's doing something like that, then I could understand where you want them to acknowledge like what you did for them. But oh, you just want homage because you like, bitch, who the fuck are you? Like. I ain't with the shit. Like, that shit don't even make no sense to me. Like, your validation has your position has already been solidified in the hip hop game, or as far as being one of the top or the top best selling female artists of all time. Relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did what you were supposed to do. That's it. Like, why the fuck do you need people that's coming up now to sit there and be like, oh, I've always looked up to Nicki Minaj. She, you know, she did this and whatever. But if that was not the case, then why do I need to say that shit?
I don't know. I was Black Barbie when she came out.
But that's nor here nor there, though. But, I'm just saying, though. Like, what do you think? Because that shit don't make no sense to me.
It's a mental illness or something. I don't fucking know. I'm not fucking with it, though. I really like because her music. Because that shit don't make no sense. I respect her for everything that she's done. I really like her personality when she's like on
when she's on cool. Queen.
Yeah, like I like her, but the way she moving as a grown ass woman, like in your mid 30s approaching 40, give it up already.
And she's still mentioning Taylor Swift or when this and that whatever.
And like, you okay, attacking like Miley Cyrus. That's gives a little girl. The whole Cardi beef to me was kind of just like, well, I'm 31. I will not. I absolutely will not be arguing with a 25 or 20-year-old.
Right.
It just don't make sense at this point. Like, girl, you a little girl to me. Like, like, fuck what you talking about, period.
You know,
she moving to me is just like, okay, this is supposed to be a celebratory. But the way she's moving
is who she is.
Okay, and that's probably why she's being blackballed. She's probably nasty behind closed doors.
She is. Because I don't understand why the whole industry coming for her. She's a bitch.
Okay, you going in on this girl.
And I'm not just saying, though, like... Let's just call a thing. She is like, she's a bitch, like, period. But like I said, her music has been doing good. I don't really care too much for the shit. I liked her before, whatever. Who gives a fuck? But what I'm saying is, your position has already been solidified, so there's no reason for like you keep trying to seek validation from these young bitches. Like, who gives a fuck? And it's not like you really out there, like, doing something for them, too.
Right. And it's like, if you sitting here, you're celebrating your accomplishments, why are you throwing shade?
Right.
Just keep it on a positive note.
And then she went as far as to extend an olive branch to Lil' Kim and trying to do a Megatron remix.
No, she just put a sweating, laughing face. That wasn't necessarily
her. I think it was for her. I think she wanna do that shit.
Well, I hope that she's maturing after this and she can get together with Cardi and Kim and Remy and make up with these women. And, like, I would love to see a female hip hop tour. Like, oh my gosh.
That would be good. But the thing about it is.
What?
Hopefully this whole Megatron remix may be a segue for Lil' Kim and Remy Ma and maybe Cardi B. Maybe they can all get together with Nikki. But the way I feel like Nikki
gonna
is
have to
set
let
up,
go of her ego.
It's way too big. So hopefully let's pray for the best. But knowing that bitch, let's just know it's gonna be worse. So let's just say that.
You gotta stay humble. I think, like, with her, it's like, I'm talented, I'm pretty as hell.
I write my own music. She keeps saying
that,
like, shit.
Like, people should love me. Like, I should still be on top. Like, girl, you was the reigning queen for 10 years. Let these young girls come in here and do their thing and help them out and congratulate them. It's no competition.
Right.
You can't even compete with them low-key because you're not their age and you're not...
You're not even on that level no more.
You're not even making the hits that...
They're making now.
That they making right. low-key. So, you had your turn. Pass the torch gracefully.
But she can't bow down gracefully. And Cardi B is like, bitch, give it to me. Because she's aggressive with it.
She met her match. That's that Libra in her.
Right.
You know Cardi and Libra.
All right now.
Oh, y'all. Okay. So guess what?
What?
We got our first listener question.
Okay.
Okay.
Listener question. Let's see what this question is.
Let me see. I had it.
What is this fucking question?
Okay, so it's from a male listener. He says, my girlfriend and I have a baby on the way. Congratulations. He's 24 and she's 23. He said he has a good job and they are moving in together next week. He said for the past month, she has been living with her parents while they wait for the apartment to become available. He hasn't been able to see her much because she's been at her parents' house. And also, the parents don't like him and they talk shit about him. He said he's only met the parents one time, so he does not understand why they have so many negative things to say about him. He said, what should he do in this situation?
Shit. Fuck those parents at that point.
Just fuck them?
Yeah, I mean, it's disrespectful. Like, at this point, what I would do is definitely have a conversation with them. Like, hey, like, look, I don't know you guys. You guys don't know me from Adam, nor do you guys know me from Eve. So there should be no reason why you guys are speaking ill or whatever y'all got going on.
That's ugly.
That shit should not be whatever energy y'all got going, like, it's being, you know, sent towards my way, it shouldn't even be, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I would definitely have a conversation with them, let them know. But then, if it continues, like, nigga, fuck them shits. Like,
yeah, that's what I would say.
I don't
need
to be around you guys.
Yeah, sit down and talk to them, see what the deal is, what they whole beef is.
Right.
I really hope they ain't mad that they grown ass daughter is pregnant.
I think, honestly, that could be what it is.
Grown ass daughter is pregnant.
That could be what it is because, you know, these parents should be very protective of their daughters. So let's just call
they
it
grown a grown-ass daughter is
but
pregnant.
I understand that, but
she is not 18 or 17.
Does
and
she live
she's
at their house?
To move. No, he just said that she's only been at home with them for a month
mm-hmm.
because they're waiting on an apartment to be ready. Him and her are about to move in together. Him and the baby mama. Mm.
Well, okay. Though, what to do at this point is to honestly have a conversation with the parents. Like, get a, like, gauge what's their issue, you know what I'm saying? Like, see what it is that they have an issue with. And then, if there is even an issue,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? You could definitely address your concerns. Like, hey, you know, I know that you're saying all types of shit about me. I just want to know, where is it coming from? Like, you know, how do we get to a better place? Because I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of, even if me and her don't be together, I'm still going to be around because we're having a kid. So we're going to have to, some way or another, be able to coexist or, like, you know,
or
figure
fuck
out.
Y'all.
True. Or fuck them,
fuck
too.
Fuck them. You know, I ain't never been that kind of person to give a fuck about in-laws.
Right.
Actually, if you don't have that much family, the better.
Really?
Yes. Because okay. I don't have to deal with that many people.
Right.
I don't have time for big families and all that shit. Motherfuckers be gossiping, trying to break people up. Like, mm-hmm. Some women be jealous of their sons, wives, and all that stuff. I'm just not into that. And you know how some women, they be like so thirsty to be like, oh, I'm so cool with his mama.
Right.
I'm so cool with his sister.
I think it's because of the fact that they like that nah. Validation of being a part of the family.
See, I don't need none of that. If you be like, they be like, can you come meet to my mama's house for what? I just want to have like a cordial relationship. Hey, girl, we at...
So you don't want to go to brunch and go to shopping with your mother-in-law?
No. I got my own mama. No. I got my own mother. I got my own sister. I got my own brothers. Like, I don't want to be involved with your family like that. No. How about you come hang out with mine? But I do want to be cool with their family. Like, we have we go and I hang out with them, but I don't want to really be that connected to them, because then it get too messy sometimes like that, and I'm straight on it. So, with that being said, if somebody mama didn't like me, cool, I just will never come around. I'm not going to be sitting there like, oh my gosh, I need to, like, really talk to her. I'll probably try to figure out the first time, like, girl, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Just for his sake and for peace sake, but... After one try?
Oh, shit. All right.
You want to be connected to the family like that?
No, not really. You know, like, I wouldn't care.
Them be them same women that be like...
Like what?
Your mama and your sister, they bogus because they knew you had another woman over here.
No, I mean...
Woo, woo, woo.
They always say, like, you can never trust the nigga's family, though. Cause
you
they
ain't
always...
got to make them people family your family like that.
Right.
Just keep it
right,
cordial.
Right. I mean, I hear that shit, so...
Yeah, so fuck them people. Try to see what they talking about, and
if y'all can't come to an agreement or a conclusion to amends or whatever... Fuck it. You don't gotta be around them. They don't gotta be around you.
But what I will say is, if she's really close to her family and this remains an issue, I don't see how y'all gonna really be together for real. Because some people value their family more than their partners. It's unfortunate, but it's real. So, like, for me, if I'm with somebody and my family don't like them,
what, you ain't fucking with them?
I probably can't. I really love my mom and my family, and usually your family, well, my family, they usually right with how they feel about people.
Right.
So, and, like, I'm not going to want to miss out on holidays and certain family events
because
they don't
man.
Like you.
Right.
And if they don't like you, it's, like, a valid reason.
Right.
So, I don't see how that's going to work if she's really close with her family and they don't like you. Like,
well...
But if she not close to them like that.
No, but this sounds like she's pretty close.
If or she's just using them for a place to stay until her apartment
damn,
becomes
using
available.
Your parents, though. That
some
that,
people
that
come from some crazy background, right?
So you think this girl came from some crazy
background? She might be. Hey, whoever sent us that message, actually, I know who it is. Send me another DM. And tell me if she come from a broken home, because I feel like it's some friction there.
Well, we'll find out next episode, huh? Shit.
Wait for the next episode. Okay, thank you all so much for listening. Hey, do we have a quote? No?
Do we have a quote?
Fuck them kids. That's a meme, y'all. That's not a quote. Next time, bye.
Later.